welcome to another podcast. I'm doing a top six best and worst episodes of Doctor Who today. I've been getting my girlfriend into Doctor Who, specifically Matt Smith's run as the Doctor. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to break it to her that he's no longer the Doctor. Maybe I can convince her that he's just does it for so long that he gets old and then, you know, has a sex change, but I'm not sure that's going to fly, really. But it made me think as I was going along, telling, oh, this is a good episode, I like this one. Kind of did get me thinking about what I consider my favourite episodes and what I consider some of the worst, really. So I thought I'd do a top six of both. You know, I went six because, I don't know, when I did my top five, I just felt like I was missing one out and wanted to add another one, so I thought I'd go top six. So I'm going to start with the worst, because obviously then there's no point listening to the rest of the podcast. I'm going to do them in obviously reverse order as well. So Fear Her from David Tennant's first season is up there as sort of the sixth on the list as one of the worst. I just think it's one of those weird episodes that they did back in the day, kind of like a bit of a soft one before the, you know, big emotional finales kicked off, and it wasn't really a great story, it wasn't really a proper villain, to be perfectly honest, it wasn't really that well acted, it was almost like they were going through the motions to get it done, the whole scribble pictures and the scribble monster, I just didn't like it, it felt very childish. Another one, the fifth worst, you know, it's probably controversial. A lot of people, I think, probably put this as their number one worst episode. But Love and Monsters, obviously the Doctor's not in it at all. Well, that's a lie. He is sort of the last, you know, minute or two. The Absorbal Off is just a terrible monster. Obviously, you know, I feel a bit harsh saying that because it was a Blue Peter competition kid. But, you know, it was just terrible. Again, it was just boring. You know, I think they clearly tried to do something in terms of how the Doctor touches people's lives and things like that. But I think it was a wasted opportunity. They could have done something much better than that. Fourth worst is from Peter Capaldi's era, In the Forest of the Night. Do I need to say anything more about that? It's just a dreadful episode, isn't it? Trees protecting the Earth from a solar flare. I kind of feel like that's something the Doctor might have come across in his nearly 2,000 years of time travel at that point. That's not really explained. It's just a terrible episode, all in all, really. Another one of Peter Capaldi's, The Robot of Sherwood. I think I was disappointed in this one, mainly because I as a kid, I loved Robin Hood, and I was really looking forward to Robin Hood and Doctor Who going at each other. I think, you know, the banter and the jokes and competition, or whatever you want to call it, between the Doctor and Robin Hood is quite funny, but overall the episode is very poor. It's very much exploring kind of what, you know, what a hero is, or what they are, or what they do. It was just a little bit lame, to be perfectly honest. Second worst for me is Sleep No More, another Peter Capaldi one. I thought, again, that was really rubbish. It was also filmed in a really strange, peculiar way, if I remember correctly. Lots of CCTV footage, lots of kind of like, almost like, you know, the whole handheld cam things, was a lot of that spliced within it. The villain was, to be honest, I can't really remember. It was some kind of a sleeping machine, wasn't it? And it was mutating the sleep or something nonsensical like that. It was just really rubbish. And I just remember watching it at the time, kind of half tempted just to turn it off, really. And then number one is from David Tennant's era, Idiot's Lantern. I think, again, a lot of people would probably put this in their list. It's just not a very good episode. The villain's pretty naff, the story's pretty naff, you know, they shoehorn in the whole coronation thing, you know, as a reason why everyone's watching TVs. It just didn't feel particularly good, the setting didn't feel particularly good, and actually, I was a big fan of David Tennant, but I found him very irritating in that episode. Rose Tyler is also really irritating in that episode, and it It's obviously setting up the whole, they keep losing each other type thing. And it's just a little before obviously the season finale. It's just naff. I just didn't like it. I just thought the writing was poor as well. Characters were all over the place. It just wasn't a great, just wasn't a great, great series, great episode, sorry. As an aside, I think that my view on sort of the worst periods of Doctor Who is I think the second half of season 7 was dreadful, which is a shame considering it's Matt Smith's final season, but I didn't think that that was particularly good. I didn't think he got justice in his final full season. And I think, to be honest, most of 12's run was pretty bad. He suffered very much from poor writing, though. One minute his character was dark and serious and brooding. The next minute he's playing a bloody guitar with stupid sonic sunglasses and wearing hoodies and tatty t-shirts. He just got massacred by poor writing, really. And I think one thing I was thinking of, it was quite funny in some regards, is that everyone was really concerned that Doctor Who would sort of fade away and struggle to replace David Tennant. But actually, I'd argue they struggled to replace Matt Smith. I think it kind of dropped off a cliff once Matt Smith left. I think it's gradually gone further and further downhill, really. So that's my list of six worst. And now going for my favourite. It probably won't surprise anybody that there's a lot of Matt Smith's Doctor in here. I'm not going to hide that. He's my favourite Doctor. I'm a big fan of him. Actually, I'm a big fan of him as an actor. So number six is Vincent and the Doctor. I think that was a brilliant, brilliant episode. Really emotional. Meeting a historic character, which is always a winner, I think, in Doctor Who. Kind of having those people in there is just sort of a really cool little thing. And, the relationship that they had, and kind of the sad ending as well, that Amy was really hopeful that he wouldn't kill himself. And it's just a really emotional, especially when the doctor takes him back to the museum and Vincent gets to see how adored his work actually is. I just think it's a really nice episode, to be honest. Fifth is Utopia from David Tennant's era. I think, generally speaking, I accept that, most of that episode isn't particularly great. Most of it's obviously in a quarry in Cardiff and in pretty much a two-set area. But I think actually the slow burn of the Master's reveal is what really makes that episode. I remember watching it at the time, thinking, "Where's this episode really going?" Okay, great. Not a lot really happening though. And then boom, kind of the last few minutes is kind of that slow realization that Professor Yannet is actually the master. The conversation between the doctor and the regenerated master at the end, when he's begging him to stop and to think about what he's doing, and the master steals the TARDIS. It's just a really brilliant moment. And actually, back in those days before social media, was actually I. think I don't remember knowing that was happening, so I think it was kept really well quiet as well, to be honest. Number four is one I've just recently watched actually with my girlfriend as well, so it's fresh in my mind. It's Let's Kill Hitler. Obviously, it caused a lot of controversy when the episode first came out, mainly because of the title. Because actually, the episode itself isn't that controversial. There's obviously the moment where they sort of Tesseract sort of say that Tesselector, sorry, Tesseract. That's Avengers. Say that obviously, River Song is a worse war criminal than, or Melody Pond, sorry, is a worse war criminal than Hitler. But that aside, it's a really great episode. You see River Song at the start of her journey. Kind of, you've got the flirty yet deadly banter between the Doctor and River, and actually, I always think the Doctor's at his best and funniest when he's sort of under a lot of stress, a lot of pressure. And in this one, obviously, he's dying. And you just get to see a different side to him, really, and kind of how much, even though he's dying, how much he actually cares, not just about River, but about Amy and Rory as well, and how desperate he is to save them. My third favourite is again another Matt Smith. That's the 11th Hour. His introduction really. That was, I remember watching that episode and really thinking, yeah, okay, Matt Smith's definitely the Doctor. It's just a brilliantly post-regeneration episode where the Doctor's a little bit kooky. You know, you're seeing bits of David Tennant's personality within there as well, which I quite like to see in terms of regeneration doctors. They're still trying to figure things out. You see bits of David Tennant in there, which again is excellent acting from Matt Smith, really. The villain's quite good. The Atraxi, obviously it sets up the cracks in the universe and in Amy's wall. Pandorica's mentioned as well, and Silence Will Fall. So actually, from the very first episode, it's setting up Matt Smith's entire run as the Doctor, really. My second favourite episode is The Doctor's Wife. I really like that episode. It's got a, you know, good villain in house, but also you get to see him interact with the TARDIS, who's in human form. He gets to talk to the TARDIS, and you kind of remember, you start to remember that the TARDIS is actually a living being. You know, yeah, it's in a machine, but it is actually living, and it's sentient, and it is a being. And I just think that they're kind of interaction between each other is really, really good. The bit when they're in the junkyard and Doctor's a bit annoyed with the TARDIS and he's telling him, you know, you're unreliable, you never take me where I want to go. And she turns around and says, no, but I always take you where you need to go. I thought that was a really nice moment and kind of explains why the TARDIS is always just kind of going off track and ended up getting into trouble. I think the ending's quite sad as well when, you know, she's put back in the box. I think the one criticism of that episode is it weirdly doesn't impact the rest of the season or any season after that, really. It's almost like he forgets that happened and it doesn't change his relationship with TARDIS in terms of, I'm not really sure what I mean by that, but I just thought there'd be a bit more of an impact on that relationship. And then my favourite is, I don't know, it might be a bit controversial considering they're actually technically two episodes, but it's The Impossible Astronaut and Day of the Moon. I think, again, that sets up Matt Smith's season six run. You know, he's killed very early at the start of The Impossible Astronaut, and then everything kind of spins off from there, really. And I think you get to see the silence for the first time. I think it's just a really good sort of large scope episode. It's obviously filmed in America, so it gives it that real scope as well. And kind of you've got Nixon, who again, like I said previously, I like it when the Doctor interacts with historical characters, you know, and says say hello to David Frost for me. I like all those kind of interactions, and I think it's an excellent episode, or two episodes, I suppose, technically, to be number one on my all-time favourite list. As an aside, I think the entire season six run is excellent. And I think, like I kind of alluded to a bit earlier, I think Doctor Who peaked at season six. That was kind of the pinnacle, and it hasn't really got to those standards, in my opinion. Obviously, just to clarify, this list is New Who. It's not including, you know, the old episodes or the original run, whatever you want to call it. Depending on how popular this podcast is, I might consider doing one of the episodes that obviously I used to watch them as a kid, so I need to brush up a little bit more on what they are, especially the titles. But I hope you enjoyed this list. If you have anything to say or you want to disagree, just drop me a note.